James, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. So the name of the series is All Roads Lead to Pullman. Something I love about our community is that everyone's here on purpose. Nobody just wanders through our town, right? Everybody came because they were starting a job or starting a company or getting a new degree, right? And so people come from all over the world to this amazing community, but then some people are born here and raised here and then choose to stay. And I think that's the case with you, right?
I was born in the hospital in Pullman, been here my entire life.
I
spent a little time away my first year at college. I wanted to do...
Where'd you go to college?
I started at Whitworth.
Oh, up in Spokane.
COVID happened
The
end of my first year, and I was like, I went up there to play football. I love football. I'd rather work and go to school and be in a place that has always been home and almost always will be home. And you say all roads lead to Pullman, and it's like my road is Pullman, and I love it here.
I love that. I love that. So you had a chance to kind of go somewhere else, test out the waters, and you're like, man, I prefer back here.
Yeah.
You found your way back home.
I did.
What do you love about this community?
The people. Like, I've been all over the world, and the people that you find in Pullman, you don't find it, whether it's a Lentil Festival, at a game day, it's at a restaurant, local business, you probably see someone you know, and it's like you haven't missed any time. Like you can jump right into a conversation, and it's the community and the people that really make this a great place.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's not what you do, but it's who you do it with.
Yeah.
I've heard it said. At the same time, I mean, we are in a rural community, and something that I have noticed is that kids who grew up here sometimes have an itch to go to the big city, but you chose to come back. So what are some of the things here that made it attractive for you to come back besides just the friends and family?
Friends and family, obviously, and a lot of my friends have left. They got their itch to get out. And
yeah, but what do you do for fun? What do you enjoy about this region?
What do I do for fun? Go on walks. There's tons of trails to walk.
There's a great trail system.
I hear the comment that Pullman is very boring a lot. And I always am a little baffled by it's like, you're looking in the wrong spot. Like, there's a lot of things you can just go and do. And it's not a big, crazy, exciting thing, but it's like, you can't do this everywhere in the world. And there's probably not many places you really can do it. So it's like, there's special personal things that are here. And Pullman's always like gonna be a stand-up place. And I mean, I love going to Cougar Athletics. I coach football in Colfax, and it's like being involved in the community, and it's like, it might be a step outside of Pullman, but it's like, that's part of the community. And it's like seeing different perspectives of Pullman through different lenses is like very informational. And you might not always hear the things you want to hear about place you call home, but it's like very interesting to hear what some people have to say.
Yeah. So as someone who grew up here, what are some of the things that you consider unique and like real assets that we have here that are hard to find any place else?
You'll never walk on a flat plain ever. And
Cougar calves, right?
Yeah, well, and that's like cougar calves, and it's a real thing.
It's
like
a very real thing, yeah. Uphill both ways.
Yeah, and it's like, no, it can't be uphill both ways. And it's like, it is very much uphill both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go back to the people. The personality and mentality of people to like, put your head down, grind through it, And it's like, even right now, Pullman's a great place, but it's like we've had our struggles. And if anyone tells you we haven't, it's like, there's definitely been struggles. And maybe we've lost a business that you used to go to, or we're not in the Pac-12 anymore. Or,
No. We are in the Pac-12, just that we're kind of by ourselves.
It's a different Pac-12.
It's a different Pac-12,
Still in the Pac-12. But
if anything, we own the Pac-12.
Yeah, we did well on that end. And just keep fighting to...
Yeah.
What makes Pullman special? Wow. Everything. Like, walking outside and you could see the Northern Lights, like, not that long ago. That was awesome. Like, you're not seeing that in a big city. You have things here that you won't see other places.
Definitely. So you came back down here after Whitworth for a year. Did you enroll at WSU?
Yeah.
Did you finish your degree there?
Yes. Oh, awesome. I graduated from WSU.
What did you major in?
Management Information Systems and Entrepreneurship.
Okay. In the Carson College?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Double business major.
Quality program. All right.
Yeah.
What did you do after graduation?
Looked for a job for a while, and I started working for my parents at a Remax Home and Land, and I've been there ever since, trying to grow and see what really speaks to me and figure out where I want to go and what I want to do. And it's like, I'm young, and life is, I keep getting told, it's like, you're so young, just keep doing things and showing up, and eventually, like, something will just grab a hold of you and say, yep, you're doing this. This is going to be what you, and it'll be something I love and want to do for the rest of my life.
Well, I respect that. I mean, I think you're the youngest candidate in this race right now, which is a compliment. Thank you so much for stepping up. A lot of people wait until the retirement years when they have a lot of spare time to do this, and you're stepping up now. So thank you. Thank you for running towards responsibility. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's, I care about Pullman, and I figured I'd step up and take action to hopefully get to a place where it's like we can continue to see Pullman grow in a positive way that my kids can have the same experience in Pullman that I did, or a better experience. And it's like, how do we get there?
Awesome. Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about what prompted you to run. You mentioned that, you know, not everything's perfect all the time. What was like the inciting incident that you're like, man, I want to, as you said earlier, get Pullman going in the right direction?
So I was talking with my parents one day. We were out at dinner, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's city council spots open. And they were like, what are your thoughts on that? And it's like, we need someone that has some understanding of Pullman and has a vision for where Pullman can go and where Pullman can grow and where we can get rid of some of the things that might not be the most needed. And it's like, I was looking at the sign up, pulled it up on my computer, and I was like, what's the worst thing that comes of this? Like, I lose, my name gets ran through the mud, like, and I was like, I just want to see Pullman be the strong force that it can be as a community and get things going. And
awesome. Well, thank you for stepping forward. That's awesome. You said vision for how Pullman can grow. What is your vision for Pullman?
I mean, I have lots of visions for Pullman. I think there's lots of different things that can happen, but it's like, how do we attract businesses? How do we attract young individuals, graduates from WSU that are already here, have decided to come to Pullman to start their life in Pullman, or continue their life in Pullman, I guess. But it's like, there's at the League of Women Voters thing, there was a question about like, how would you get WSU students more involved mm-hmm. in coming downtown? And I was like, well, as someone who's not 24, I would say I fall into a similar demographic of, I am a WSU graduate, alumni, like I connect with that. And it's like, I go to Pullman events, like Music on Main. They have things that are happening, but it's like, how do we get more people that don't know that these events are going on to like show up and engage? Because I think once you get them to show up for one event, you'd be surprised how many other events.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, that's on my calendar. I'm going to be there. Like,
I agree. Let's drill into that a little bit. You referenced what you said at the forum, which thank you for that. You said we need to get more people downtown, which yeah. I mean, you and I both know we can't force people at gunpoint to come. And I know you're not saying that.
Definitely
so
not.
As a counselor, being an elected official, what specific things would you want to do in your official capacity to help entice and encourage more students to come downtown and just members of the community?
I mean, put on events. I think like the more events you can have, the better off you're going to be. And I'm not saying you've got to go above and beyond on events, but it's like, why do you show up to something?
Usually because there's something cool happening.
Right. And it's like, well, maybe that's not the draw for everyone. And you know, maybe there's ways to target different age groups and every age group. And like,
yeah, you need a variety of different things to hit different segments of the population.
And it's like Music on Main, it's a good event, but it's like, could we get a food truck, or could we get Paradise Creek Brewing down there? Or can you get a local vendor to come and be at that event? And then it's like, well, it's not just Music on Main now. Now it's dinner and music, and you can go to the downtown businesses, but
yeah,
there's, I think, only one that you could sit outside and enjoy, because I think Thomas Hammer closes right around the time it starts.
That's a good point.
So it's like, can you get, make it a full event. Like, make it something that it's like, oh, that, I'll go get dinner. I'll go listen to music. Like, I think that there's just like an extra step we could take that it would be like, whatever, turn people's eye to like.
Totally. Maybe. So let's talk about what's tangible there, because on your website, you talk about the city deserving transparent and pragmatic leadership ready to take action. So let's talk about action. You listed a bunch of really practical things to help draw people downtown. Food trucks, you know, the brewery, local vendors, Music on Main, Lentil Festival. All of those are not city events.
Yeah.
Those are all either the chamber or the DPA or just private individuals going out and put on events.
Yeah.
So as a elected official, what type of action would you take? Because it sounds like what you're passionate about is putting on events, which is awesome. I just don't know of a lot of city councilors who are like event coordinators.
I'm not super passionate about events, but when I go to an event, I want it to be special.
Sure. Like, yeah. Well, and I guess what I'm pointing out is the city government isn't necessarily in the business of funding or putting on events.
And I guess like to get a food truck down there, would that cost anything to making a phone call to say like, hey, what would it cost to get a food truck here?
Yeah, you and I could do that right now.
Yeah, and
we could call up,
that's,
you know.
That's a phone call away from like, and you can hopefully, you know, help a business make money, get more people down there and like.
So do you think the reason why we don't have a food truck downtown and Music on Main is because no one's bothered to pick up the phone? Because you and I could make that phone call, right?
I mean, I don't know. I guess
we could call up Fork in the Road, you know, like.
Yeah, there's plenty of food trucks.
I guess what I'm saying is you don't have to win a council seat.
To make that
positive change in the community, which is encouragement, because anybody out there watching, hey, if there's a food truck you want to see at Music on Main, I mean, maybe check with them first about the permitting, but.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know what the steps are to get there necessarily, but it's like, it seems like there's easy steps that could be made. And I think part of the issue comes through, like, there's a lot of organizations with their hands on the bucket. And it's like,
what do you mean hand on the bucket?
Involved in the opportunity, involved in the event. And it's like, I think that's good. Yeah. I think
for example,
I mean, what, there's Downtown Pullman Association.
So like the DPA Chamber. Okay. Do you wish there are more hands on the bucket or fewer?
I think it's fine if all the hands are on the bucket, but I think the hands need to pick up a phone and be like, hey, what? Just have a conversation. And I don't know if there's like a bad energy or whatever between the groups, if they're like work well together, but it's like, how can we, you know, get the ball rolling to just make things happen and get people out and get people to communicate and know their neighbors. And it's like, you know, I've heard that social media is not a great way for people to see things. And they're talking about the...
Oh, shoot. I'm planning on putting these videos out on social media. Dang.
They're talking about, like, how do you reach the older people or the people that don't go on Instagram or YouTube or wherever to, like, will they ever see this video? Like, how are you sharing it with...
Statistically, probably not.
Yeah, and so you probably look at your statistics of who views your videos, and it's like... So, I don't know. It's like, how do we get people to have that conversation to...
Yeah. Do you have any ideas? Because you make a good point. Like, if we rely just on digital announcements to get the word out, we are missing a huge portion of the population. Do you have any solutions?
Well, like, block parties, I don't... To just get people to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Go and sit at a local business and tell people I'm going to be there and come and talk with me and see if people will show up. And then, you know, if you can get 10 people to show up, you can get 10 people to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a one-on-one conversation. Yeah. It's like, how do we build? How do we all get in the boat and start rowing?
I love that because, you know, in a transient community like ours, we might be tight-knit in a sense, but because our neighbors change over so often, it can make us hesitant to go and meet our neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, I remember pre-COVID when we were working hard on Pullman 2040, there was a real push about those neighborhood connections and stuff. And my wife and I, we did that. We went across the street with a plate of cookies and like, let's get to know our neighbors. And it was honestly fantastic.
Yeah.
And I made connections with the community I wouldn't have made otherwise. Some of them have moved on, but others we've stayed in touch with. Yeah. And I think we need more of that in our community.
No, and that's like, how can the city help to like get things going and like start something that it's like, And maybe it's not like the city doing it, but it's like the city working with the downtown or the Chamber of Commerce to like do more.
So I'm curious, like there's some great volunteer opportunities with the Chamber especially and with the DPA.
Yeah.
Have you taken the time to approach those organizations or volunteer?
I've talked to some people. I've been.
I know they're looking. Like Lentil Festival is just in a few weeks. Yeah, I know they're looking for volunteers.
I'm hoping that I make it to the next part of elections. So I'll be hopefully going around and talking to people at Lentil Fest. Is awesome. My ultimate goal.
Well, talk to Pete. I know that they need volunteers.
Yeah. That's
very cool. That's awesome. Well, let's zoom out a little bit. You mentioned about what can the city do. And I just want to hear from you, what do you believe or what do you feel the role of the city council is? Like, what is city council for?
That's to hopefully put the city in a position that it can make the correct decisions.
What do you mean in the position?
I guess like banning WSU fireworks. Are we taking the correct steps on like, are we going in the right path on that? Are we going through the right forms of communication to like move in a process that it can put the city in a place that it's like, okay, we've brought these things to light. These are issues. These are things we're doing well. Can we grow, fix, change to see that growth, see the rewards from putting in the work and the time that's put in?
Okay, I assume you're not saying that the purpose of city council is to ban fireworks.
No.
Okay.
No, not an example of an issue. Yeah, okay. Sorry, that was like a...
Yeah, yeah. So, but what is the purpose of city council? Like, what is the function as the law defines? What does city council do?
Write codes, pay bills.
That's pretty close.
Going to the city council meetings, it seems like it goes back and forth on what they're really doing. I guess I probably should have took the time to look and see what the job fully entails.
You actually backed into it. Like make laws and pay bills. Like,
yeah,
under the law, the city council has two jobs: to pass laws,
city codes, pass
laws in the city, and set the budget. Those are the two things.
Yeah.
So you nailed it. Good job. But you alluded that what you're seeing right now doesn't necessarily live up to what you think it could be.
Yeah.
Do you have any examples of that?
I assume that you're not running because you think things are going great.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about that.
As someone who grew up in Pullman, it's like there's things that have changed in Pullman that it's like, is this really for the greater good?
Yeah. For example. Say the thing. We're all, you know, everyone has their issues. Like what do you see where you're like, man, we should have handled this better?
Businesses leaving. The housing affordability, housing attainability.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about businesses first. What are some things that city government can do to help make it easier to run a business in Pullman?
Well, I guess like, cut some of the red tape for if a business opens, can you lower the city taxes? Because I think in a new business, it's the first 3 years, like 90% of startups end. Maybe it's 5 years or...
The numbers aren't great. A lot of new businesses fail in the first few years.
So it's like, and I think in Pullman, a lot of it is like building a community, which takes some time to like get a following and get people to want to come to your business, to your location. And it's like, can you help them by make the first year easier, make the first couple years easier?
Yeah.
Can you have clear communication on like how we're going to get things done, how we're going to help like the downtown project? It seems like the communication wasn't the clearest. And it's like in this age, communication should be a very easy, simple thing. And it's like,
I'm on your team with this because communication is my job.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually did get involved in the downtown project. I was on contract with Welsh Comer to do some portion of the communication during the project. I was not on staff in the lead up to it. So don't blame me for any of that. But you know, in your comments here, and then also in the League of Women Voters forum, you advocated for more, especially video content about city decisions, which I think is great. I love doing video content about city decisions. Shorter videos, more communication touch points, 100% on board. Is this something that you would be prepared to take on?
Yeah.
Or is this something you're wanting to tell city staff to produce?
I'd do it.
Awesome.
Let's take a video after the city council meeting, and it's like, this is what happened. This is what we did, and this is why we did it. It's like, these were the beliefs, and I mean, maybe the day after to like get us thoughts written out and let everyone on city council read and have, and maybe rotate through who takes the video every week, or you make it
good
kind
luck
of
getting
fun...
some of them to be on camera. But
yeah, well, and yeah, I mean, I get that. I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, most people don't love being on camera.
Some more than others.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've ever considered taking on now, just as a private citizen?
I mean, not necessarily. That's definitely something I could think of. I think the more open that we are with the communication, it's like people can find, understand, and at least see why things are being done rather than it's just like, this was done.
Yeah.
Like if people disagree, I think it like starts to break the trust. Mm-hmm. And in a small community, like trust is very important to like.
I wholeheartedly agree. I also see a bit of a vacuum with communication over the years. It's gotten better in a lot of ways, but I don't necessarily think we've arrived. By any means. Just something that's tough is that, you know, ultimately the city staff has people who are supposed to be doing that. And they only have so many hours in the day.
And do you think it's, and yes, I'm not saying overwork, but it's like, do you think it's the city that's been like stepping up or it's the people of Pullman? Because like you've stepped up, you've like put yourself in a position to like take that role of like kind of informing people. And it's like, I don't necessarily think it's like the city has been like doing.
I mean, I would say that the bar is relatively low right now.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't want to put anyone down. If anything, I want to compliment staff members like Megan,
who's
been doing a fantastic job. Loving your Instagram reels. Keep that up. Those are hilarious.
And
they're getting better. But I agree. We don't have enough engagement to the public when it comes to what the city is doing,
and,
for instance.
And yeah, it's like, how do you get there? And it's like...
But all I'm drawing attention to is that the job of a city councilor is to pass laws and set the budget, not produce social media content, which you can do in your own
time. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's going into city council for the paycheck. Like, that's...
Amen.
It's like, at least I hope, it's like people are going.
Oh, no one's getting rich. Like everybody up there is doing it because they love the community.
They want to see Pullman be the great place that it is. And it's like, you know, if it takes me an extra hour a week to do one extra thing, it's like, it's worth it.
Awesome.
And it's like, how many, you only got so many hours in the week, but it's like, how do you squeeze more in? And
totally,
maybe it'll only take 30 minutes.
I mean, I think I'm in that category.
Yeah,
right. Like I'm even this series right here is somewhat time consuming, but I feel like it's worth it for what it engages with the community, and hopefully people like it. I would love to see more people doing this kind of stuff. I definitely don't have the market cornered on commenting on Pullman politics. I do think we have an issue with people doing informed reporting on Pullman politics. It's amazing how fast the rumor mill gets going and people just start repeating conjecture that they've heard without actually looking at what's being talked about.
Yeah, it's definitely very true. But it's like, again, communication, word spreads really fast.
It does.
And it's like, how do we get the word spread on all the positive things?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the rumors, they're here and they are then everywhere. And it's like, well, how do you get the fun things spread around? And it's like, this is why Pullman's awesome. Like, there's just more that can be done. Like steps can be made to like.
I mean, to me, the answer is obvious. I think you need to start a new TikTok.
probably.
No, it's good. It's good. I share your passion for this subject, and I want to see more of the positive things in Pullman get out there. And it doesn't really matter who the messenger is.
So yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Kind of pivoting a little bit on your website, you say that you're running for city council to help Pullman get back on its feet. I'm not at all making a judgment call on what is or isn't on its feet, but I want to hear from you. Like back on its feet, like what do you think back to an era when things were different or better? Are you trying to go back to that?
No, forward.
Forward, all right. So
paint
a picture of your vision for Pullman in the future.
A place where every time you drive through downtown, there's people walking, enjoying, and I mean, I guess not just downtown, everywhere. There's parks, there's places for people to be, there's empty businesses that it would be amazing to see a thriving business in. And it's like, how do we, when I say back on its feet, I just mean like standing solid to like move forward. And I think there's great things that Pullman had and still has, but it's like, how do we get to a point where it's like, we're making the decisions that we can say yes, because I feel like no is said a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do we get into the position where it's like, yes, we can do that. We can make that happen.
So what's it going to take for us to get into a culture of saying yes?
Getting people on the same page, getting people informed, helping people understand why things are happening, how things are happening. And like, I think kind of comes back to just communication. Like the more that people are informed, the better decisions that they can make. And then it's like, with that, you can hear from the concerned citizens that it's like, hey, we're missing this. Or what was it? Farmers market. And it's like, they've started it and they went from 6 vendors the first week to, I think they said at city council, they were going to have 15, 18. So it's like, it's growing. And it's like, how do you spread the news that there's things going on? And it's like, just I gotta clear my thoughts. We're
You're good.
Going all over the place.
No, I love this.
Yeah.
It's actually really fun and energizing to dream about what our community could be, because we're all here because we believe that the basic components are there. We just kind of got to get our act together, right? And you know, for anyone watching, I just want to say, you don't have to have a city council seat to be able to have impact in the community with the stuff that James and I are talking about. There's actually a ton of volunteer opportunities with different organizations, or even within the city, serve on a committee. You know, if there's ever a call for a committee member, sign up for one of those, because you end up in the room where decisions are being made that end up addressing some of the things that we're talking about. So there's lots of ways. If this resonates with you, there's a lot of ways to get involved beyond just public office.
Yeah, and it's... I think there's, you know, tons of ways that Pullman could go, but it's like, I think having the community that we have and have built, it's like... it's a special thing. And that's like why a lot of people really love Pullman. Like, so it's like, how do we grow and build on that? And we don't lose our roots trying to chase something that we're not. And it's like, stay true to Pullman. And
love that. So if you could wave a magic wand and fix one thing, one thing only, about our community, not necessarily the government, but just like Pullman as a whole, what would you do? And like pick one, you can't just say I'd fix all problems. Like pick one thing that kind of annoys you that you think would have a positive ripple effect.
One problem. I think you could probably touch on any issue that I've kind of spoke about already. It's like, if you were to fix that, you would probably see a positive ripple effect. And
So what's your personal favorite? Like, what's something that just kind of like, you love Pullman, that's been said, but it just kind of like, it irritates you. And you're like, oh, if only we could just make that go away. Like, I'll tell you mine. So we are a community of 35-ish thousand. That actually operates on a tax base of about half that, which flies in the face of the fact that we are actually a very affluent community. We've got relatively high salaries around here. And you know, this is a town of farmers that's very used to having nice things, right? So that kind of masks the reality of our tax base, where we actually don't have the tax resources to pave all the roads that we have, because we still have to have the services for 35,000, We have to have the water, the sewer, you know, all the infrastructure. We have to support a population that big, but our tax base is down here. And if I could just wave a magic wand and be like, all right, let's let the resources match the demand, yeah, that'd be amazing. Either direction would be fine.
Yeah,
that's my personal pet peeve, because it causes a lot of friction, you know, some cognitive dissonance where it's like, oh, this should be better,
yeah,
right? Because we're a town that's so big, but you're like, well, actually we're funded like a town that's this big. So that's mine. What's your personal?
If I could wave a magic wand, I guess like get rid of some of the negative outlook on like what Pullman is. Hmm. And
we do occasionally have a self-loathing complex.
How do we get to, it's like everybody in Pullman says Pullman's a great place. Pullman is one of the best places in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do we get people to be as excited about, yeah, Pullman as like we are? Like, and it's like, how do we get there and provide things that people want? And it's like, I know I'm not going to wave a magic wand. So it's like, I guess I think take small steps to like,
yeah, hey, work towards, be the change.
Yeah. And that's,
because positivity is infectious.
Oh, it definitely yeah, is.
And I occasionally see us have a little bit of border town envy. You know, like we look over at Moscow and go, oh, if only we had their farmer's market. If only we had their downtown, you know. And it's like, well, Moscow didn't happen in a vacuum. Yeah. They also have a different set of problems that we don't have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
or even Spokane envy, where it's like, oh man, if only we had a riverfront park. If only we had, you know, all this investment. And I'm like, yeah, but we don't have their homelessness and crime.
Yeah, so we take for granted the amazing things that we should like hold up signs and let everyone know that like Pullman's a great place. And
yeah, hashtag Pullman proud.
Yeah, and that's like very, very true.
I love that. So I noticed that you got endorsed by the Whitman County Association of Realtors, which is cool. And then I realized you work for RE/MAX. So that kind of makes sense.
I mean, my dad's also a realtor, and you can,
awesome,
read their Facebook posts, and it like goes back to, real estate's been a part of my entire life.
Yeah.
And
so it makes sense that,
yeah, and
endorse one of their own.
Yeah. My dad was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't want to be a part in choosing who gets these. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say you're surprised and...
No, honored is the word.
Yeah, no, and it's awesome to like have the ability to understand and see where we are and how we can grow and what we can build on.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone that... I'm pretty close with my dad, and it's like we talk about Pullman all the time, and It's a great place, and
it is. And I believe that with hefty involvement from caring, committed people, it can be even better. So I want to hear from you about your vision for the future of Pullman. What do you hope our community is like 10, 20 years from now?
A place that people look at and say, I would move there. I'd live there. I would spend the rest of my life there, and not just like a, oh, I'm passing through Pullman, I'm going to college, I'm stopping here to work for a couple years. And it's like a place that people look at and it's like, this is a community that I want to live in, contribute to, and be a part of for as long as I'm able to. And there already is that. And I know there's people that would do just about anything for Pullman and give just about anything for Pullman. And it's like, and how do we bring more people that, mm-hmm, can move to Pullman and see that love and that care for the community and each other and just build on what we have? Because we have pretty great infrastructure for where we're at. And it's like, we might be through tough times or in tough times, but it's like
there's still people that care and love this community. And it's like, how do we continue to grow and build that?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Kind of curious, like, you know, there's a lot of people in this race and the field gets winnowed down. If you don't end up winning the seat, what's next in life for you? What are you looking forward to in the next few years? Any plans?
Well, I'm not even gonna go that far. Football starts pretty soon.
Yes.
And I'm talking about football, high school football. Yeah. Like,
so do you coach with like Coach Kofor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
former Greyhound coach. Yeah.
Yeah. I played for him. And
okay.
He had a very positive impact on my life. And Coach Morgan, Phil Morgan, he's also out there. He was my basketball coach in high school. So it's like,
nice.
There's people that mentored me and helped me get to the position I'm in that it's like I love and care about. And it's like I want to be able to give back and help and be involved. And
yeah,
for past that, I don't just keep seeing what calls to me. And as 24-year-old young guy, it's like I've got time to really figure out what I want to do and just continue to grow and learn. And every step I take is like a new learning experience and a way to benefit and improve myself and become more experienced, well-seasoned human.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to, as we wrap things up, anything else you want people to know about your campaign?
If you have any questions for me personally, my phone number, email, social media is all out there. Reach out to me. Let me know any questions, concerns. I love hearing from the people. I think that's like where the community is. It's in the people. It's not in writing politics. It's not in... It's in the people. It's how do we get the people to be involved and come out and support things? And I had some remarks, but I this is a great opportunity, and I'm here because I care about Pullman, and I would say most people that are running for city council probably care about Pullman, but how do we get past the agenda of what people are really trying to accomplish and just get to Pullman? That's the only thing that needs to be on the agenda is how do we continue to make this and continue to grow and make Pullman the best place it can be?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, James.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.